Part 1. The Foundation. Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 25. 1. The problem. We're aiming at the wrong target. The simplicity which is in Christ is rarely found among us. In its stead are programs, methods, organizations, and a world of nervous activities which occupy time and attention, but can never satisfy the longing of the heart. A. W. Tozer. If you were lucky enough to watch the 2004 Summer Olympic Games in Athens, Greece, you probably remember swimmer Michael Phelps bursting onto the international scene. Phelps won 6 medals in those games, 4 gold and 2 bronze, to launch his career as the most decorated Olympic athlete in history. But when I think back to those games, I think of Matt Emmons. Emmons represented the United States in the 3-position, 50-meter rifle event, and he was dominating the competition as he advanced to the final shot of his signature event. His combined score was so far ahead of the other shooters that all he had to do was hit the target. I don't mean he had to hit the bullseye. He just had to hit anywhere on the entire target to secure a victory. A sports writer named Rick Riley said it like this. With 1 shot to go in Athens, Emmons was on his way to a laugher of a win. In fact, all he had to do was hit the target. It'd be like telling Picasso all he had to do was hit the canvas. In preparation for the shot, Emmons pressed his cheek against the rifle's stock and sighted down the barrel through the scope. He took a breath, let it out, and squeezed the trigger. The sound of the gun firing was unmistakable. What happened next was shocking. When you watch the sport of rifle shooting, a monitor focused on the target is always on one of the corners of the TV screen. When a competitor takes a shot, that monitor almost immediately signals which part of the target was hit, and then a score is generated based on the quality of the shot. When Emmons lowered his weapon, he immediately looked to see where his bullet had struck the target. But there was no mark, and there was no score. Confused, he began talking with the judges, indicating he believed he'd hit the target. Why was there no score? Eventually, the lead judge picked up a microphone to explain. He announced that Emmons' score was 0 because of a cross shot. The crowd gasped. Emmons lowered his head, obviously unable to believe what had happened. A cross shot is when a shooter hits a target that's not the one he's supposed to be shooting at. At some point while going through his pre-shot routine, Matt had zeroed in on the target next to his. His 0 score not only lost him the gold medal, he fell out of medal contention completely. Matt Emmons' story provides a great lesson. Always be sure you're aiming at the right target. What's your target? Let me ask you a couple of important questions about your life's target. First, do you desire to faithfully follow Jesus? If you answered yes to that question, you've just identified the target of your life, to be a faithful Jesus follower. That's your bullseye, that's your aim, your primary goal. Now, if that's your target, then your answer...